Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, in addition to my weather blog site at the University of Texas at Austin under campus safety and campus security at the university. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 28th day of January, 2022. In the overnight hours, we've had a cold front this past the area. That front came through in the 11 o'clock hour last evening. It was followed by a little bit of an upper air disturbance moving through as well. It was creating some lift in the atmosphere, and we saw a few sprinkles across the I-35 corridor in the Austin area in the overnight hours into the early morning hours, but only a trace of rainfall recorded at Camp Mabry and out at Bergstrom. Looks like now, with the passage of that upper level disturbance, our skies have cleared from, well, kind of from northwest to southeast. A pretty good cloud bank along the Texas coast this morning. But as this whole system moves on by, I expect plenty of sunshine over the next couple of days. Now, it's going to be chilly today, and I expect to freeze in most areas away from downtown for tonight. But a warming trend for the weekend. Tomorrow and Sunday really looking good if you have outdoor plans, highs in the 60s with abundant sunshine. There's another upper-level disturbance, another weak front in the area by late on Sunday night into Monday. That system is going to be associated with an upper air disturbance, which is going to cross South Texas, mainly south of us. And what it does in its counterclockwise motion in the upper levels of the atmosphere is takes moisture in the mid and upper levels and brings it back over our area from the southeast and tries to bring a little Gulf moisture at the surface. But I don't think we're going to see as much moisture advected at the surface as we will in the mid and upper levels. And of course, as it goes by, chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm or two, primarily east of the I-35 corridor for early next week. National Weather Service guidance, I don't have any reason to disagree with this, would suggest probably about a half inch of rain on Monday. Once that system passes, a little break by Monday night and Tuesday, and then moisture comes back, more of a southerly wind by Tuesday night into Wednesday in advance of yet another upper air disturbance. This is more of a stronger one, which will cross the southern plains. And as it does so, it sets the stage in the upper levels of the atmosphere to allow some pretty cold air, modified Arctic air, to move south and pass through our area. I expect by midday next Wednesday, we're going to see much colder temperatures. I think the upper air disturbances and the lift associated with them will primarily be along and ahead of the front. So once the colder air arrives, clouds should break pretty quickly by Wednesday night as temperatures fall to near freezing. And on Thursday, with a little sunshine returning, we won't be totally clear, but by next Thursday, a partly cloudy sky and highs will struggle to get into the mid-40s. So it's going to be much colder, a pretty hard freeze, assuming we see some clearing of the skies for next Thursday night. So you want to watch for that. But the chillier than average weather will last through the balance of the week and probably into the early part of next weekend as well. Need to watch all that closely in case an upper air disturbance does get where it is tracking more back in the colder air. There have been some computer models suggesting the possibility of some mixed wintry precipitation for the state of Texas. But folks, right now, I'm not confident enough to go with that and not about to go with that at this point. Just indicate colder and perhaps a little drier weather. It may have to change my mind at some point, but we'll watch that for the latter part of next week. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, 28th day of January, 2022. I'm going to take off over the weekend, enjoy the sunshine, and I will update my text forecast on the websites, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. Hope you have a great Friday and a safe weekend.